Back with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an incredible change we've had in 24 hours. Breezy, much colder today, a brisk day. High temperature may not make 50 degrees. We may make the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder, though, than partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 38. Tomorrow, our high will reach the low 60s. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon and evening shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful, really nice. High in the upper 60s, lots of sun. Sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70 and periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The National Weather Service confirms an EF1 tornado hit Marengo County south of Demopolis early Thursday morning. The Marengo County EMA says a woman was killed in the storm and her husband was injured when their mobile home was destroyed. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey has asked that the bond be increased for the MPS teacher charged with sexual abuse. Bailey has requested Michael Bradley's bond go from $8,000 to $250,000. Bailey says Bradley poses a threat to the community. And Montgomery police make an arrest in a January homicide. 26-year-old Anthony Stoddard is charged with murder in the shooting death of 25-year-old Demetrius Richards. Stoddard is in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome Welcome back.
The news and views from 9 to noon.
I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. We have the presence in the studio of State Board of Education member in District 3, Stephanie Bell. She's been there a long time and done a great job. And she's here this morning, in case you just tuned in, talking about what's going on with the board and how there's an amendment on the ballot in March 3rd, where it will move Alabama's currently elected State Board of Education to a board that will be appointed by the governor. And Stephanie thinks it's a bad idea, and so do I. So
I want to revisit real quick, Jack and Stephanie, what you said at the end of the last hour. It's not just changing it from an appointed board or changing it from elected to an appointed board. It's all these other requirements they're actually putting in the Constitution.
Yes, everyone complains about, or they talk about, the fact that Alabama has a very large Constitution, yes, and they keep amending it, which is the proper process. But the fact is that you don't add things like the course of study requirement or the comprehensive educator certification.
I know,
and the fact that with the course of study, they have to use national standards, and you have to question what happened to the 10th Amendment. And states traditionally and properly have been used as not experiments, but a way to almost compete with other states to come up with better ideas. And that's actually helped all of us. But every state is unique, and you must address it according to what makes that state unique. You mentioned Texas and how even within that very large state, it's very different.
Yeah.
That's the way, but it has in this mandate, going back to what is required, if you vote for this, you know, again, I'm asking you to vote no on Amendment 1, but it requires a comprehensive assessment system, a comprehensive accountability system. We have those in place, but those are by law. You don't put those mandates in a state's constitution. I'm not sure. I can't find any state that actually does that. I've asked other states. I've asked members of the legislature. The fact that board members all have said from other states that, no, you know, they look at you with a funny look because that's a dumb idea.
That's even a question.
Well, harebrained scheme. Yeah.
Well, let's quickly to the phones. Randall's been very patient. Randall, welcome on there.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning, darling. Oh, and you're right. That should be. That's just where they can dumb down our people even more without us knowing. But my question is, you speak of these textbooks. Why can't we go ahead and implement, you know, the Chromebook, or even get something better than that in every county, or if it's a city school system they have, but every county has an app that the families can join. We can get parents back involved, but that app would be straight to the county of itself. Your parents can get in there and see what the kid's doing. They can message people back and forth. The teachers can leave messages. And then parents really can actually go find stuff to help their kids, like games. And I'm just saying, why are we so stuck on these textbooks? Is it somebody? I mean, I'm not trying to say you, Mike Hubbard, trying to get your folks paid. But why can't we move on past that and get it where, you know what I mean? Because that way, a Chromebook, we can update every year. We don't have to worry about printing more books and wasting money.
Well, and those are excellent points, and you've asked an excellent question, as always. Thank you so much. And we already do that. We have those opportunities. We also have to realize that not every home has a computer, and not everyone is able to use those computers, although we were one of the first states to implement a technology program, and we have at the local level programs, as you have already described. But there is research to also show that reading books, like actual books, are very important. They're crucial in a child's development. Also, textbooks are important because so often with the software, the product does not provide a real opportunity for parents to actually see what their children are using and reading online through that type of offering. Textbooks are helpful because a parent can sit there and work, perhaps with especially children in the younger years. You can carry a textbook around. But again, the research shows that books help with child development. And many times people are not equipped if you have a certain learning disability. to handle online screen, you know, screens can impact children. I find it preferable. Perhaps it's because I've always enjoyed books and reading, but I get kind of a daze, you know, going when I have to read something online or even on an iPad if I'm on a plane. But it again, we have to realize that, especially in West Alabama, not every child even has access to a computer.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know about that. Now, Obama phones in every kid's hand. They make sure that there's no way, there's no sense that we just fall back. We're 2020. That we got to teach these kids how to work computers. That's where
the
world's going to.
And we are.
We have
we're one of the first states to offer that opportunity. We have a very strong technology program, but technology should not completely replace textbooks, for example. But we also have to look at some of these companies that provide textbooks that are just very poor quality, and we don't accept it. We don't accept it at the state level.
Appreciate the call, Ray.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm in.
Jason, welcome to the program. Jason?
Oh, hello. Hey, I'm sorry.
You're on there?
Hello, Jason.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm tripping. I'm fumbling with my phone.
Oh, dear.
Good morning. How y'all doing? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Quick question. So as far as the state education, I appreciate you guys fighting against this amendment. I think the amendment is silly, kind of on its face. But the bigger question I have, is, since you're on the state board of education, is when you look at the state of education in Alabama, we're at best second to last.
It's unacceptable. I agree.
Let me back up one second. Mm-hmm. Our pre-K education is amazing. I really think when you're talking, specifically in Montgomery, when you're talking about kids in the pre-K program in Alabama, it really does, it's really an effective program. But typically where kids are lost in Alabama is once they get up, start getting into middle school, high school. Most of the early age education, pre-K, and even like grades, through about third grade, you can find, in specifically Montgomery, because that's where I live, it's really top-notch. Whether you go to a magnet school or not, teachers are passionate, they're helpful, they're in it for the kids. But just on average, we're at the bottom. So my question is, what are you guys doing to address that, first off? Like, what kind of, because you mentioned a minute ago having new ideas. What kind of new ideas are you guys coming up with to try to get us from the bottom? That's the first question. And second question would be, how do you think the level of poverty in the state of Alabama affects the ability of kids to go to school and learn and actually help elevate the system itself if they can't, you know, if they're hungry, then they can't, you know, learn how to read, or at least they're limited in how well they can learn how to read. So those are my two questions.
Well, I'll address your second question first, because that's an issue across the country. America, you know, still has an issue with children who, although it's not as great as other, thankfully, not as great as in other countries, but schools across this country are dealing with exactly that issue. Alabama certainly is not immune, and we have what has been considered one of the poorest, if not the poorest, county in the entire country. It should not be an excuse, however. We should provide opportunities to every child, and we should look at every child as a child who can be the one who has the cure for cancers, or, you know, whatever. You make a long list. It is important for us to all have that kind of passion that you discussed and described with the pre-K program. We did in Alabama, actually, have a lot of momentum building, and it was actually showing up because we had two areas that were considered among the very best in the country in terms of courses of study and what many states call standards, one in the English language arts, the other in mathematics. Unfortunately, the state leadership at that time decided that they would change course. The National Assessment of Education Progress scores were showing that we were actually making a great deal of progress at every level across the state, not just in the more affluent areas, but in areas as you have described. That is important. that we look at every single area. Teachers do that on a daily basis. My mother was a preschool teacher. I remember she would take money out of her own pocket to provide the tools in her classroom. But I see that all the time with teachers who make sure that children don't go home hungry. Churches are doing that, and they need to continue to do that. But that said, it is important for us to look at every area. And you've mentioned many areas that are already being aided and supported by the legislature. We need continued support, and it doesn't necessarily mean more money. It means directing what we have at what will actually work. With a $7.5 billion budget in education, we should have the resources to provide those opportunities. And again, it goes back to providing opportunities, the best teachers, the best tools, the best everything in those areas that are not only affluent but the more oppressed areas. And
are you guys,
I don't disagree sorry, with you.
Are you guys taking on any new initiatives to try to elevate education in the state?
Oh, certainly.
Is there anything that you can mention that you guys are doing currently?
Well, I've mentioned reading. We also are looking at providing the tools in the area of science. But again, we have to make sure that what we provide through the course of study or standards is the best possible. And I think that personally we need to look at that again and improve.
When you talk about when you talk about the area of science, you guys already have AMSTI, right?
So yes, we have AMSTI.
Are you expanding that or are you adding to that?
Well, we continue to expand it. Again, we'll have to have some help and support, not only through the legislature, but also at the local level. You can't do it from Montgomery. It has to start at home. And that has to be a partnership. It can't be the department going out. It has to be the local boards of education, the principals, all of the people, the local superintendents, all of us working together. So if we could have the best of everything, but unless they're willing to help us implement it at the local level, it's not any good. And that's where we really need the help and support. And it's obvious that you're supporting that. You're encouraging it. Good. And we need that.
Good question, Jason. We got to run. We got other calls.
Thank you.
272-9228. Dana, welcome to the program.
Hello. My mom was a teacher for 25 years in Montgomery. I mean, she taught at Harrison, Daisy, Lawrence, and Flowers, and a bunch of those schools are shut down, and now there's shopping centers. That kind of tells you back in the day when she taught. And my niece is a teacher.
Wonderful.
But
thank you.
I live in an adjacent county, and because my daughters made straight A's without ever having to do anything, we put them in a private school. We have to drive 45 miles. But my biggest question to you is what do you think is the parent's involvement with a child's education? Because I hear all these people blaming it on teachers. Mm. And my mom, I told you that the school she taught at, you know where those probably are.
Yes, I do. I went to Montgomery Public Schools.
Okay. And I graduated from Jeff Davis in 1990.
I did too. Earlier.
my sister graduated in 86 from Jeff Davis.
Oh, great.
And so I went through the entire public school system, but being my mother was a teacher, my dad, he was Air Force retired and worked. Bottom line, when my children get home from school now, and like I said, I decided to put them in private school, we make sure that we work with them. Like the other day, my child came in, she's in seventh grade, and said, Daddy, can you help me with scientific notation? I said, I did that 34 years ago. But let me look at it. But my question to you is there a program or some way to help some of these parents? Because a lot of them, to me, parental involvement is the major backbone of a child being successful. And because if a parent is not helping them in the evening with their studies, then that child is not going to make it. And that's my opinion.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. And not every child, unfortunately, has that kind of support. But that's what makes a difference.
And my parents aren't extremely welcome. Like I said, my mom was a teacher. I mean, but are there programs a state may look at or do something to help parents or with that may not have my type of education or parents that could help me with stuff like I can help my child with algebra, trigonometry. My wife's very smart in the English type, but is there anything the state can do to give parents the ability to help their kids? Because some of these parents, if you don't understand the subject yourself, how do you really help the student when it comes to homework time? And the final thing, and I'm going to hang up and listen to your answers, is one of the other reasons we pulled my child out of public school was she was in first grade and going in second, and we asked the teacher, who's a 30-year veteran, she said, well, they don't do spelling tests anymore. Mm-hmm. And I said, why? They said, it's the new system. We just don't do spelling tests. And I said, that's the biggest thing. And now where my children are at, they do spelling tests.
Oh, spelling's crucial. It's important to start.
My father used to do flashcards with me.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, we do flashcards with multiplication tables and everything else, but they said going to second grade, they're not doing spelling tests. I don't know if that was a national level or state level curriculum decision, but
none of them write anymore. They only text, so it probably has autocorrect, so you don't have to do spelling.
If you do autocorrect, you may end up with a really embarrassing text, too.
Oh, yeah. If you text on autocorrect, you can have some really weird text that come out and not
absolutely
anywhere close to what you're actually meaning. But I appreciate everything you do, but I'd like you to discuss a little bit on the parents' involvement in their child's education. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate all the service. You have a service family between the military and in the classroom. Thank you. And, yes, as a parent, thank you again for your
military and
your support there, too, because it's right at the heart of learning. And a parent-teacher partnership is crucial, and I'm not talking about the type of parent partnership where they go in and they scream at the teacher and the parent's always right and the teacher's always wrong. And there may be times when both happen to be wrong, but the fact is that you both need to work together and support the child and make sure that the child has homework done, and I hope that the school offers homework. The spelling is important. It's extremely important, and the younger the better. And when I was teaching English in Taiwan, they knew how to spell because they learned the language, but they also learned how to spell the words. That's something that, unfortunately, and as Jack mentioned, writing is a skill, even cursive writing as they write something, but that's unfortunately being lost, but it's not something that the board has de-emphasized. Actually, we require writing, and we require cursive writing as well in terms of actually using those skills. But the other is the support, and you mentioned this, again, the importance of parents being involved. And yes, we do have programs. Local systems have some that they've actually added that are not necessarily required, but we also support at the state level. And they know their communities better than we do. They know how to reach parents better than we do. But we started with a day to bring parents into the schools because many parents were afraid. Many parents had never really had a good experience in schools. And that was something we had to help them overcome. The other is now we've extended it not only to a week, but now a month. And hopefully they realize that they need to be involved all year, whether they volunteer or... but the main thing is that if perhaps both parents work jobs and they cannot spend that time volunteering at the school, the main thing is that they support the teacher and focus on the child and any help that they can provide. That's one of the complaints with Common Core. The parents, many of them are engineers and people who have backgrounds in math, but they can't do
math. And they look at this stuff and go, what the hell is this?
Well, it's another language. Look at it, and it doesn't work, and it makes no sense, especially when you have to work the problem that's way too long to start off with. But it's how you work through that problem, not whether you get it correct. And yet the math tables... the multiplication tables, those things have been forgotten in the past, and a lot of that is part of Common Core. You mentioned spelling. That's a problem with the English Language Arts standards, the fact that they, through Common Core, move away from the great literature and the things that increase a child's vocabulary, but also a child who lives in a very oppressed area could travel to any country in the world with a good book. And back in time, as a matter of fact, in history, and in memorizing great works, you know, Shakespeare and others, that actually things that I remember from childhood because we had to learn them. Some people call it memorization, but we actually learned it. And I remember more from my childhood than I could ever think about remembering from even my college days.
Well, we have enjoyed having you on the show, Stephanie. I know you're busy being a mom and a wife and a daughter-in-law, I think.
And a grandmother.
Yeah, and also on the state school board. And we appreciate you taking time to come in and help answer some of these questions that people have. And if y'all remember, please vote no on Amendment 1
There's only one, statewide amendment. And, yes, thank you.
Well, really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And thank you for serving so long.
Well, it's my honor.
And being able to live to tell about it.
Well, it is a pretty political situation, but it's also very important. And you just have to overcome and overlook those things. And I would certainly, I'm just honored to serve because it should be and always should be service. An elected office is not my office. It's my opportunity to serve, and that's the way every single individual in the state. It's not about control. It should never be about control.
Right.
The control needs to be with the people who elect those representatives, and that's what is to me.
We're about to give up if this amendment passes.
So vote no on Amendment 1, please.
Appreciate you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228. What do you know about Kiss and Love Gun, Jack?
Not a damn thing.
Well, that's a shame. That's an absolute shame. But we'll revisit that another day because this part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. So that's very convenient if you're already working downtown to get your car service, whether car, truck, SUV, van, even yeah. Minivan drivers. And they service actually a lot of fleets of vehicles over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They have a great relationship with a lot of commercial entities. That means they have state-of-the-art equipment that is great for your everyday car, truck, SUV, van, or whatnot. They really do amazing work over there. All their technicians are ASE certified. All the brand names of tires, Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlap. There's so much going on over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, and they do it all. That's why folks are thinking Jenkins. Whether it's the monthly checklist program, take your vehicle in once a month. They make sure it's operating correctly and smoothly, and they'll also teach you a little owner maintenance along the way so you're more confident when you raise the hood up yourself. And they'll do basic things like air filter replacement, oil change replacement, replace those windshield wiper blades, especially the weather we've had for the last month or so, it feels like. It feels like forever, though, when it's raining. They also do the big jobs, whether air conditioning repair or transmission repair. Transmissions always scare me. They do it all at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. And if you have an outdoor vehicle, you don't have to bring that four-wheeler, side-by-side, or tractor into town. They'll come to visit you on location with a service truck. But you need to call Jenkins Tire and Automotive, whether it's an outdoor vehicle or your everyday car, truck, SUV, or van. 265-0792. 265-0792. Make an appointment at that number or online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. So, Jack, you know, you were just telling me off air. Thank you again to Stephanie Bell, and we'll stay abreast of everything going on with education, especially as the legislators get into session. But you said you're a little behind on what's going on
with
Trump.
Yeah, you know, because I taped the TV show yesterday, and I know y'all probably went over the impeachment vote from Wednesday. Wasn't it Wednesday?
Yes.
The acquittal. Yeah, the acquittal. And it's been a good week for Donald Trump, let me tell you.
Very good week for Donald Trump. Well, and after he was acquitted, he did the prayer breakfast. And the one Republican, I'm sure you already know this, Jack, but the one Republican who voted to convict the president and remove the president was Mitt Romney, CLB himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, at the prayer breakfast, took a not-so-veiled shot at Romney and Pelosi. You know, Pelosi's been saying she's very Catholic. Very prayerful.
Oh, yeah, and she doesn't hate people.
No, she doesn't hate people.
That was evident when she taught the speech.
Yeah, I mean, Trump took this this shot at both of them when it came to...
Did everybody go, ooh.
It was tense in the room. I have to say, you know, I like Trump being a rude boy, but, like, he really... Like, at the prayer
breakfast, never an elephant in the room when there's Donald Trump.
Right. It's just... it's a lot. Let me see...
I can't wait to hear this.
Find a clip. 272-922. Well, I'm looking for that. Let's see who's on the line. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
Not really. How you doing, Jack?
How you doing, Papa B?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad to hear your voice.
I saw you parked on line one, and then you weren't there anymore.
Well, I really wanted to talk to Stephanie Bell, and you know, basically I say, you know, some of the things that y'all have, you know, said. I appreciate her service. She's done a good job, in my opinion.
She really has.
You know, she's a fighter, and I really appreciate that about her. Y'all know this. I've told you before that my mother retired with the State Department, and before that, she was, you know, in early childhood teacher. Really, you know, she showed me the importance, really, of teachers and their role in the state just by the life that she lived. I don't know if I hope that she's with us a long time, but when she does finally pass away, I don't know. I think we might have to rent out the Coliseum or something to get the number of people that want to come to her memorial because of the lives that she touched. So, you know, very vitally important job, and I understand that. I tell you, though, what I really wanted to ask her about are two things, because these are the two that really concern me about our education system today. One of them is, of course, the Common Core, especially Common Core math, and how and what can be done to mitigate that, if anything, at this point. And secondly, though, is the social engineering that's going on in our classrooms. And, you know, that's where really the left kind of loses me with the argument about public schools. What do y'all think about that? Do you understand what I'm talking about, first of all?
I'm not sure. When you said
okay, well, let's social engineering.
Oh yeah,
you know, and political correctness and that kind of thing. And you know, Jack, I don't know how you feel about it, but you know, there's a militant sector of the LGBTQ folks that really want to drive in and hammer into these young kids about, you know, their lifestyle choices, and you know, really, I don't believe that's the job of the public schools.
I don't either at all.
So, you know, does that concern either one of you? I know
it does me. It does me.
Yeah, I mean, I can be polite to those working in public education. I don't have anything bad to say about teachers themselves, so to speak, and people that serve. But generally speaking, when you put the government in charge of something like this, it's bound to be a
yeah. We're gonna educate a whole new class in this country of socialists who come out of public education.
And their recent new studies, Papa B, just kind of keeping this at, you know, 10,000 feet, there have been recent new studies that kind of proved anecdotal stuff I had found. It's like kids that are homeschooled just perform better almost on every measure. It's a remarkable thing. Now, you could say that's because of the parent involvement and maybe the people that make the choice to homeschool their children may have certain advantages over those who don't. But the data's in, and homeschool kids are doing incredibly well, and it's becoming more and more popular. It used to be more like parochial religious education, you know, religious reasons people would homeschool. Now it's just becoming an option for a lot of parents where their public schools or government schools aren't up to snuff. So I generally think freedom and competition in the schools is much better than kind of one-size-fits-all government education.
I do too, Joey, and I think that hopefully, you know, as more alternatives present themselves, you know, parents will be able to take advantage of it. I'm telling you, our kids were homeschooled up until, you know, time they were in, like, well, my daughter in middle school, and my son, you know, had a few years of it too. We really sacrificed to get them good, you know, education all the way through. And they were a full year ahead. By the time we made it to a public school, they were a full year ahead of their classmates. It was remarkable.
Right.
And, you know, that just really shouldn't be, but it is what it is. So, but anyway, those are, you know, that's my soapbox moment today. So I guess I'll pack it up and go back to the house.
I appreciate the call, Bob.
I appreciate y'all calling, letting me call.
Sure. All right, thank you. Bye.
And it's not that, you know, public schools, certain individual public schools can be great. Certain private schools can be great. Homeschooling can be great. It's more, especially with the government system, it becomes lethargic. It's more difficult to change things, to be more dynamic. And it becomes more about serving the institution than I think being creative in how you're educating people. And it's not just a thing with education. That's bureaucracy and government in general. Something you should always be looking out for, especially those who actually work in the bureaucracy.
No kidding.
I think I'm preaching to the choir to some of y'all. But here, I found it. This is kind of midstream. Trump yesterday at the prayer breakfast, and he starts off nice like you'd think a president would. Then he goes, so unpresidential. See, I like that about Trump. Others don't. But let's listen in.
Progress. Tremendous progress. Yeah, you know what
progress.
We've done.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's done more than all of us together during this last 3 years. And it's been my honor. But this morning we come together as one nation blessed to live in freedom and grateful to worship in peace.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right.
Pelosi's only sitting four chairs.
I know.
Like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
That's a shot at Romney.
Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt. And we can't let that go on.
Woo! It's a little tense in that room.
Yeah, you could hear a pin drop. You know what Nancy Pelosi's husband does?
What?
He has a contract with the federal government to provide sardines and things like that, tuna fish, to the military.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Jeff Coleman to me. Oh, Troy King is having a press conference today at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
He is bringing the attorney who represented the government in the case against Jeff Coleman for a press conference at 1 o'clock.
Well, fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very interesting.
That's going to be very, very interesting.
We'll have to stay on top of that, especially show on Monday. But 272-9228, more news and views after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom.
I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an incredible change we've had in 24 hours. Breezy, much colder today, a brisk day. High temperature may not make 50 degrees. We may make the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder, though, than partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 38. Tomorrow, our high will reach the low 60s. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon and evening shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful, really nice. High in the upper 60s, lots of sun. Sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70 and periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Hey,
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale. But it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Certus, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others, must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal. The Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached because...
No, because, impeachment forever, acquittal forever, Nancy.
This is where we are now, folks. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
May I say something about Jeff Coleman?
Yes, of course.
I don't know him. I have called him twice on his cell phone. And it's his voice saying, this is Jeff Coleman. And I've left two messages for him to call me. And I told him it was in regards to having him on the program. The first call of which was made before this stuff about his moving contract with the government came to light. I don't dislike Jeff Coleman. I'm not trying to ruin his reputation. I think there's some fine candidates in that race. I think Barry Moore has come a long way. I think Troy is a good candidate. I think Jessica Taylor is a good candidate. And I think Terry Hassdorf has made some great points. I'm not trying to be mean to Jeff Coleman, but I do think as people that host a talk show called News and Views, when this story broke, I thought it was our responsibility to report it because we deal with so much politics on News and Views. So I'm not trying to beat up on Jeff Coleman, but I think this needed to come out, and he needs to address it. Well, and I'm not sure there's a good way to address it.
But you know one person who you just can't question at all, his expertise is unassailable? Troop Booth.
Well, of course he is.
Heirloom Jewelers.
Yeah, guess where they are. 6948 Vaughn Road.
Yeah, that's right.
Just east of Bell Road, in a strip center on the right if you're headed east, across from Do Re Mi. He has some great estate and antique jewelry, and there's some beautiful stuff. And it was a business that his grandparents started like 40 something years ago, and he is now the owner with his wife. It's a mom and pop operation, and they are just really, really nice folks to deal with. He's certified by the Gemological Institute of America, which gives him a little gravitas in the jewelry business. There's no middleman. He buys direct and sells straight to you. If you have some jewelry that you're not using that's like collecting dust and you think you could get a good price for it, give Troop a call at 260-0066. and make an appointment to go by there and take him the jewelry you have. He'll give it a look over. He'll make you an offer if you agree. He'll pay you right there on the spot. So, Heirloom Jewelers, to buy or sell jewelry, they're the tops in town. And tell them that Joey and Jack sent you.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, being a great sponsor here of the program. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I'll be brief. Well, first off, thanks for having Stephanie on. Good. Yeah, you're serving the public trust. President Trump, during the end of his victory lap speech, when he's calling out people, and he's calling out Biden Jr., and he's calling out the lovers, he pretty much said the investigations are going to continue. And, you know, we're all hoping for justice, that that some of the liars and crooks will hopefully justice will be served. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's just, I can't wait. I'm just beaming right now. Yesterday was such a good day, and I just can't wait to see how this all turns out.
Well, and as Joey said the other day, he made a very good point, and I've heard it before. If you're going to take a shot at the king, you damn well better kill him. And Nancy Pelosi knew from day one this thing was flawed. She didn't want to do it. She had pressure from the far, far left to do it. She ended up buying into it and doing it. But she knew it wasn't going to happen.
I absolutely believe that. I still haven't seen that where her little speech yesterday where they say she was shaking and looking like she'd done dementia out just with rage. I got to hunt that up. Jack, you said something the day before yesterday that I liked. Said you was a man of low standards. You got standards.
Yeah.
They're low.
Yes.
And I was like, well, that's okay. Guys, I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to y'all later.
Appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate your call.
And last call of the day, last call of the week. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, JC.
How you doing, Doc?
I'm well, thanks. I'll be quick. Is that your standards are sort of like Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places?
Yes.
You apparently have some of those.
Yes.
Some of us, too.
The high price of low living.
Yeah. Cautionary tale. Your in-depth interview with Ms. Bell should point out a lot of things to us. Number one, to appreciate her long, valuable service. Number two, in voting on amendments, you remember what I said.
What you said,
guys.
No, vote no.
Absolutely. You'll never know what all you are putting into black and white, into the state constitution, basically forever until another amendment could possibly be successful or until it's ruled unconstitutional. You'll never know all of what you're approving unless they print all of it for you to see. And this one is a prime example. Be very careful, folks, and I think a good rule is for now. This is nothing they can't accomplish with legislative action.
Right.
But if the devil's in the details, there's a lot.